This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And thanks to Ando and Paul for today's weekend breakfast. Saturday mornings would not be the same without you. Well done, guys. Saturday Magazine, in its 28th year on independent Joy Media, is proudly brought to you by Hyundai Australia, driving change. And we are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in Melbourne in Joy's 31st year. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996. And we proudly bring you this 23rd of March 2024 edition of Saturday Magazine. Paul's on panel, I'm Macca. James is on the phones and reception. Special thanks to our executive producer, Fiona Brooke. What a legend. And our podcaster, James, who'll be anxiously waiting to podcast these. My co-host today is the Balkan bombshell, Nevena Sporoska. Good morning, Paul and Nevena. And, you know, as an LGBTQIA+ organisation, if we were in Russia, we'd be classified as extremists. Let's get the show on the road.
What extreme opinion are you going to start us off with this morning, Macca?
I'm going to say we've seen the Australian Law Reform Commission report on religious freedom. Mm-hmm. We've seen the federal government's this week. So Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had a discussion with opposition leader Peter Dutton on a plane back from a funeral, and he was seeking bipartisan support for the government's election promise and proposed legislation to protect our community, protect teachers, protect students. Now, of course, the opposition hasn't seen the bill, so it's like me saying to you, Nevena, hey, Nevena, I just need you to approve this submission to the board. You can't read it. I'm not going to tell you what's in it, but I want you to sign it.
Sounds suspicious, Macca. Right?
And then the Australian Law Reform Commission report came out and recommended a whole range of appropriate, respectful, common sense changes to the legislation. And the federal government squibbed it. Mm. They've decided it's all too difficult, you know, because we're having discussions in the community, I'm being polite there, about Gaza, about Israel, about other places in the world. And, you know, it has a really nasty undertone. We know that. So the government made an election promise to amend the legislation, and they've squibbed it. They are gutless, right? Yet again, federal parliament, opposition and government, not talking about the crossbenchers or the Greens, have decided this is too hard, that we need to remain as second-class citizens because they don't have the guts to actually work out a compromise with organisations of faith to accommodate the fact that we are all, whoever your God is, we are all God's work. And you know what? It really, really pisses me off because it's gutless. It's gutless. Why can't they protect our community?
When they have every opportunity to, when they have the parliament, when they have the numbers, and when they have sensible recommendations that have been made time and time again since 2017 and before, we are asking to be equals in the law.
Yeah. And Anthony Albanese and Mark Dreyfus, I know you've got dictionaries, look up equality. Look up equality. Both men were raised in environments and families of faith. I respect that, right? It's time you actually started respecting us. Make a decision. You talk about equality. You talk about equity. Well, how about you deliver it? Because at the end of the day, you do have the numbers in the crossbench and the Greens in the House of Reps. Well, you've got the numbers in the Reps anyway. You have the numbers in the Senate, right? So what you're doing is you are dog whistling. But you know what? That dog is a mangy, mangy dog. Get with the program, guys. It's not good enough. I'm so disappointed. And I don't blame entirely the opposition. Why would they sign up to something that they don't know what's in the bill? The draft bills are there. They just don't share them with anyone. So you want bipartisan support? Well, you want people to sign on the dotted line? Let them read the document first. Don't be piss weak. That's what I think.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Nevena. We've got a number of
guests. Is that an extremist view?
That's not an extremist view. I think that's a fairly sensible view and pretty middle of the road when it comes to you, Macca. This show is going to be great. We've got a number of guests coming on, Macca. We're going to be speaking with the CEO of the Super Members Council, Misha Schubert.
And we're the superannuation member. So a Super Members Council. It's super.
Oh, it's super. Thanks for asking. The Superannuation Members Council. And we're going to be talking about a reform that's been happening on paid parental leave to help close the gender pay gap. Then in the studio.
But you know, the government made a decision to pay, and quite rightly, this is about equity, to pay superannuation to people that are on maternity or paternity leave, right, on their salary. A very just, reasonable, common sense decision, right? So they are capable of making sensible decisions that reflect community expectations. Anyway.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Not with us.
Then who do we have on, Macca?
Then we have returning freelance journalist Declan Brennan, and he's going to talk about the inquiry which has just finished into historical abuse allegations at Beaumaris Primary School. So I give people a bit of a trigger warning there. it's a disturbing subject. The inquiry is really important. I had some involvement with it around memorials and what they should look like. Incredible people, incredibly hardworking, so compassionate, so much empathy, so much understanding. And I just hope that the state government fully implements the findings of this inquiry. I expect they will, but let's see. Then
following that, we're going to be paying tribute to a community legend, Macca, with the recent passing of Phil Carswell, AOM. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Adam Carr from Thorn Harbour Health about Thorn Harbour's or Victorian AIDS Council's founding president.
Yes, a great loss to our community. Phil really contributed so much to the way that Australia, you know, responded and deals with HIV over many, many years. Really gutsy, and a man of incredible principle and commitment. We want to honour Phil. Following that, Andrew State. Andrew is the chair of the Pinnacle Foundation. Going to have a long, bit of a longer chat with him. I'm interested as to what Pinnacle is doing. They do issue, I think it's scholarships.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, as an LGBTQIA plus organisation, they fund these scholarships. And, you know, there's a whole lot of other work they do. So I'm very interested to speak to Andrew, another person who's really committed to our community and of our community. And a good show. It's going to be a good show.
And after that, we're going to be speaking with Ro Bright, the CEO of the Tilda Festival. It's Trans and Gender Diverse Film Festival. I was at the launch of the program last night at the Footscray Arts Centre. So I look forward to speaking with Ro all about that.
And, you know, this is a hugely important festival for our community, for the trans community. And we're, you know, happy, you know, this festival is taking place. So that's the show for today.
Fantastic.
Stay with us. There's more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.